I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Theater Bites review of The Great Lover, playing now at the Robey Theater in downtown Los Angeles, October 11th through November 9th, 2025. As you know, I try to make these shows with time for people to actually see the show, but it's just not always the case, so if the show is ever remounted, I will let you know. Alexandre Dumas, the famous French writer most known in part for his novels, The Three Musketeers, The Count of Monte Cristo, and many more. Even before his career in writing novels, Dumas wrote quite a few plays. One of these plays was The Great Lover. The Great Lover follows Duke de Reclus, played by Julio Hansen, a man of high rank in the 1700s France, and a man with a reputation of being irresistible to the ladies. Let's just say he had a talent for the corsets. The Duke makes a wager with other noblemen that he can seduce the first woman that walks in the door. Problematically, it happens to be Gabrielle de Bellaise, played by C.G. Abalone, who is set to be married by one of the other noblemen, Lieutenant Severon, played by Jason Mimms. To make things even more complicated, the Duke's former flame, the elegant Marquis de Pré, played by Tiffany Coitigonis, devises her own devious plans to get everything she wants. But whose plans will succeed? This and more in the Robey Theatre's production of The Great Lover. This is an older play and not as well known as some of Dumas' other works that I mentioned earlier in the review, but the dramatic stakes and the touchstones of good drama are rather timeless. This is a fascinating story here, connected to ego and power. The playwright Alexandre Dumas was of mixed heritage, as his mother was European and his father was a revered general of mixed African and European heritage at the time. While not only being one of the more influential writers of his time, he is undoubtedly one of the most influential writers of African descent. What makes this production very inspiring is how they utilized a mostly black cast playing the characters Dumas wrote so many years ago, when something like that, even in the most progressive spaces, would have been unheard of, as his plays at the time were all performed by white casts. Because of the challenge of the space at the Robey, the actual set design from Joel David depends on where you sit can result in a slightly less visually appealing experience, especially if you're sitting on the back end of the stage. That being said, David's attention to detail on this set, with very little wasted space, the regal use of the French wallpaper, the candelabras, and the elegant couches and chairs really does bring you into another place. And the loud but varied color palette seems to emphasize more of the comedic and fun approach to the show that's put on full display in the production. And what's so great about this show is how well balanced the comedy and the drama are in this show. The stakes feel real, and you're worried about the fates of these characters, right? But at the same time, with how flamboyant the Duke can be in some of these scenes, or how vindictive the Marquis is, it's also hard to take every moment serious. It's the kind of lighthearted fare that can surprise you with its wit. And with the sharp direction from Ben Galori, the actual acting and movement kept this older material from ever feeling too slow or dated. The cast was excellent, not a weak link in the entire group. Julio Hansen, who I reviewed in Last Night at McKell's, who played James Baldwin in that with a solid performance, he outdid himself in this one. Phenomenal casting, the confidence, the swagger, and the diction. It's giving more stay from the time, but the 1700s. The two leading ladies, C.J. Abalone and Tiffany Coitigonis, both capture the essence of the characters, the Marquise's possessive and arrogant attitude, and the Belle's earnest, but also her naivety. The ensemble turned what I thought was a simple dice game into a dramatic event that this reviewer will never forget. Costume work from Nalia Aladdin Sanders went from classic and traditional trappings that more than sufficed for this production. I give The Great Lover at the Robey Theater a 9.1 out of 10. It's an exceptional show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater.